Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, now to Colorado, where primary elections take place June 26th, and one congressional Democrat there is facing her most serious primary challenge in years. U.S. Rep. Diana DeGette is up against Syra Rao, a woman who, just a short time ago, wanted to break with the party. And as Sam Brash of Colorado Public Radio reports, it's forcing Denver Democrats to grapple with the future of their party.
For decades, Syra Rao enjoyed a happy relationship with the Democratic Party.
Bill Clinton was the first person I ever voted for in 1996. I named my ficus plant Hillary. Knocked doors, fundraising, all that kind of stuff.
Rao is Indian American and worked as a Wall Street lawyer before starting a company that promotes kids' books by diverse authors. Then came 2016. Rao supported Hillary Clinton and even canvassed for Diana DeGette. But after the election of President Trump,
it became clear to me that the corporate part of the Democratic Party, sort of the establishment, wasn't interested in my issues specifically, so issues of racial justice.
Rao feels the party hasn't done enough to protect undocumented immigrants or end mass incarceration. So in December of last year, she published an essay in the Huffington Post
called "I'm a Brown Woman Who's Breaking Up with the Democratic Party," talking about being a woman of color, feeling tokenized, feeling used.
The op-ed went viral. Some Democrats attacked Rao's perspective, but others wanted to know if Rao felt that way. Was she going to leave the party or do something about it?
So I hopped into the race in the middle of January.
Syra, speech.
Oh, yeah, okay, hey.
In a backyard in southwest Denver, Rao launches a group of canvassers to knock doors and pass out campaign literature.
We are completely on target to win this thing. We've already knocked over 27,000 doors.
Despite that optimism, it won't be easy for Rao to unseat DeGette. The incumbent demolished her last primary challenger in 2016, winning 87% of the vote. But Rao has mounted a much more ambitious campaign. She out-fundraised DeGette in the first quarter of this year, all while refusing to take any corporate PAC money. That stance is partially what attracted Xochitl Gaitan to Rao's campaign. But even more, Gaitan says that as a Mexican-American woman, identity matters as much as policy.
The simple fact that she is a woman of color and gets it and understands what it's like to live on the margins of society, to me, that made a huge difference.
And when it does come to policy, Rao says she wants to defund Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, and eliminate all student debt.
And we're talking about people who are, again, working 2-3 jobs. They're sitting on a pile of student loan debt. They can't afford the rent. There is real distress here. And there's a real sense that nobody is listening.
To make sure residents are heard, Rao has pledged to hold a town hall in the district every month. She says DeGette hasn't done that enough.
I am offended by that allegation.
This, of course, is Representative Diana DeGette.
I come home every weekend. My husband and my dog and my kid live here. And I have an average of one town hall meeting a month.
That includes in-person town halls and telephone and Facebook town halls. At an ice cream social at a supporter's home in an upscale Denver neighborhood, DeGette reminds the audience of her track record in Congress. As co-chair of the pro-choice caucus, DeGette has fought for the repeal of the Hyde Amendment, which bars the use of federal funds for abortion.
Because what it says is wealthy women can use their insurance or their own money to get abortions. But poor women who are on Medicaid, they can't get one. And it really hits poor women and women of color.
And DeGette says that, unlike Rao, she has the seniority to be effective on everything from women's issues to campaign finance reform, especially if Democrats retake the House in November.
The question is, do people want to elect somebody who will be one of the most junior members of Congress, or do they want to elect somebody who actually knows how to introduce a bill and pass a bill through Congress?
As for Rao's argument that Democrats have neglected women of color, DeGette says,
I think that the Democratic Party and our whole society really needs to address the issue of race in a thorough and unvarnished way.
Representative DeGette says her experience means she's well prepared for that discussion. Saira Rao, on the other hand, is hoping the district's voters are ready for a fresh perspective. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Brash in Denver.